Hello, this is Ronit Kirchman, composer of The Sinner, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 88, where composer Ronit Kirchman talks about her original score for season 2 of USA Network's The Sinner. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Ronit Kirchman is a composer, music producer, songwriter, singer, and multi-instrumentalist. She composes music for film and television, theater and dance, multimedia installations, and the concert stage. Ronit's widely varied film scores include the feature films Zen and the Art of Dying, Finding Neighbors, The Skin I'm In, The Golden Age of Fish, Say You Love Me, and Brooklyn. Ronit is the composer for the riveting Golden Globe-nominated dramatic series The Sinner, and in response to its hit ratings and critical acclaim, The Sinner was renewed for a second season. USA Network's drama The Sinner returned for its second limited season in the summer of 2018, and the 8-episode season once again lures Detective Harry Ambrose, played by Bill Pullman, back to his hometown in rural New York to assess an unsettling and heart-wrenching crime, parents murdered by their 11-year-old son with no apparent motive. As Ambrose realizes there's nothing ordinary about the boy or where he came from, the investigation pulls him into the hidden darkness of his hometown. In this episode, Ronit Kirchman returns to The Annotator to share the story behind her original music for season 2 of The Sinner. She shares about the opportunities and challenges that working on an anthology series provides, while elaborating on the need for new themes and tone that are specific to this season's story. At the same time, she reveals how she finds opportunities for subtle connections to the previous season.
I'm really glad to be back here on the podcast sharing with you season 2 of The Sinner. We are just about to get started with production on season 3, which promises to take us even deeper into darker psychological territory. For those of you who have had the opportunity to watch both seasons of the show, you'll know that it's a unique anthology structure, which is very exciting to work with on a musical level, because we have some continuity in the psychological journey of Bill Pullman's character, Detective Harry Ambrose, but we also have a completely new crime and a new world of characters. And along with them, the need for entirely new themes and a tone that's specific for the season's story. So I'm going to be presenting some cues in chronological order, just because I think that's an interesting way to experience the music. This track is called Two Deaths. Didn't want to talk over the pregnant pause there. As you can hear, I think even from the get-go, there's a little bit more of an acoustic signature to season 2's music. There's a lot of string writing in here. This particular cue features solo violin, which is a recurring voice through the series, as well as solo electric violin. Lots of layers. I'm the violinist for the series, so it's always a lot of fun when there's a need for some intense improvisatory aleatoric textures and melodic movement. Also featured here is a new percussion section, some big taikos, frame hits, this whole cue, which occurs in the first act of episode one, is intended to have this genre flavor. It's one of our big projects at the center. Just walk that line of genre so we bring something new to it, but also give you all the thriller feels. This one is, I would say, borderline horror. And I haven't mentioned yet, but I'll mention now, I guess. This is the music that accompanies the scene in which the two murder victims die in front of their murderer, who is a child named Julian, and he has given them a poisonous tea. And the way they go out is not very pretty, and it traumatizes him. So we have another through line here, I think, which is the unlikely murderer. Here it's a child who doesn't seem to fully realize what he's done. This next track is called Juvie, which is where Julian goes after he's been arrested. You can hear this is one of the more straight-up electronic cues. We have kind of a full spectrum of very electronic to almost completely acoustic in season two. Julian's particular flavor of anxiety has its own sonic qualities. But I would say, in a way, that the angst of the murderer is another through line from season one to season two. We get inside the headspace of all the characters, including the killer, on this show. And I think that is part of what makes it so compelling. You know, everything has a lot of layers, a lot of dimension, and that translates into opportunities for creating a layered musical soundscape. So we are going to move forward here in time quite a bit to a track called Sacrificial Calf, which is a unifying theme, but one that is also particularly attached to the character of the Beacon, who is a spiritual leader of the commune where Julian was raised. So a minimal approach here. Very much about the lilt of the structure was one of my focus points when I was composing this. Very interested in these very kind of surgically crafted electronic and acoustic elements, and of the silences as well. It's very much about the interplay of positive and negative space. The plaintive violin, wood blocks, very specifically articulated reverse motions, and metallic percussion hits, as well as those big drums, which are somewhat restrained here, kind of holding in that energy that later explodes. So you feel almost like a rock garden quality, which is, it's like the calm surface of a lake over some very dark and mysterious elements in the subconscious water below. There's a lot of psychological manipulation and cover up, in addition to the charismatic allure and promise of deep healing that the Beacon offers. And of course, since it's the center, it turns darker still, and eventually all of that pent-up energy is released in a lot of violent actions on the surface. All right, so we'll now move forward to a cue that tells the story of the character of Marin. And I won't say too much about her because I don't want to give away the plot. Let's just say she plays an important role and we learn more and more about her. Now, episode 7 is really her story. It's the culmination of her story. And similarly to our approach to the 7th episode in the first season, I developed a specific theme, which was very unique to this episode. And while it is part of the world of the whole series, it's really kind of encapsulated within the episode. And so Marin's theme is that special episode 7 theme. What you just heard there was what we call the hooded figure motif, which has been evolving over the course of the season. It's kind of a very sound design approach. Also, what you'll hear throughout this track is a prominent use of harmonium, both processed and unprocessed. And I kind of fell in love with the mechanical tremolo on my harmonium, which when playing those low drones really had both very breathing quality to it. You know, the bellows move the tremolo at varying speeds and has a different envelope depending on how much air is moving through, but also something about the way it filters the sound also placed it very much in this hybrid space sonically, where it blended, almost identified as perhaps an electronic sound. So, it's a very intriguing and unique color. It's also prominent in the main titles. And it's very specific to this season of The Sinner. Hopefully, even though I was talking over it, you could hear that pulsing, deliberate melody. Now we're shifting into a new, more menacing, more urgent part of the action. Marin is feeling much more desperate. Again, I'm trying to withhold plot details here for the benefit of those who haven't watched. Like with many of the other instruments, I'm really engaged in this idea of, you know, sometimes you can really identify an instrument in a way that feels more familiar, and then other times it finds ways to articulate and blend that kind of transform its identity and reshape the way we think about it. And hopefully that translates to the way we receive the story and the dramatic elements. We're hopefully encouraged to listen closely and consider things from different perspectives and new perspectives. This track is called The Falls. It's the big finale. This theme is the maternal mother and son theme for the character of Vera, who's played by Carrie Coon. Amazing performance. this part of the track really dives into that maternal ocean. This season dives into questions about motherhood, finding that nurturing energy, and how that search can be difficult. Now we transition into what we call the Keller theme. This is Ambrose's hometown where the crime took place. This theme is very associated with his return to the town, and it incorporates a motivic rhythm from season one by design, the little bum. This is kind of a new opening in the season and the score, where Vera metaphorically has burned down everything that she knew and is confronting nature in the open sky, the rock of her belief systems, coming to terms with her life so far and where it's going. So this finale weaves together many thematic elements from throughout the season so far to bring us to culminating emotional moments and realizations for the main characters who are still alive. Here we're with Julian as he's finally arrived in a very important place. And as he looks back at Harry Ambrose, one of Ambrose's themes comes back. This theme is called the Burned Over District, and it has a haunted quality, reminding us of the slightly off-kilter, poignant yet haunted spiritual and emotional history of the region and of Bill Pullman's character, who still has more road to travel in his inner world, featuring the hammered dulcimer in a kind of unconventional but very instrument-specific melody. I'll leave you guys with the season two end credits. Thanks so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to deconstructing and reconstructing another score with you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Roni Kirchman and her original score for the USA Network series The Sinner, Season 2. Be sure to check out episode 33 of The Annotator, where Roni Kirchman first introduced us to her work for The Sinner in Season 1. No information regarding an official release of this original score is currently available. You can find out more and hear more music by Roni Kirchman at her official site, ronikirchman.com, or you can follow her on Twitter at RoniTweets. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review. And if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.